Good evening. Good evening. Well, folks, it's time. It's 9:11 p.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd. And it is the 3rd, isn't it? My name is Jonathan Fishman, and you're about to listen to the Johnny B. Fishman Radio 2 Hours. And as many of you who may be fish fans out there, or even if you're not, you're music fans, and if you're listening to my show because I'm me, then you probably know. And if you're just listening to the show because you're listening to the show and you're a Belfast resident, you like listening to your community radio, 100.9 FM, Belfast, Maine, WBFY. You should feel good about yourself for doing that. But for whatever reason you are listening now, you may or may not know that on Monday night, actually I think it was early Tuesday morning, around 1 a.m., a very sad event occurred. My good friend and many, many, many people's good friend, Colonel Bruce Hampton, passed away. But he didn't just pass away. He passed away in the way that many entertainers and, I don't know, maybe non-entertainers, maybe people, and then their fantasies about, you know, we all have to go sometime, and maybe we all have our fantasies about how we'd like to go. And, you know, I think for entertainers, there tends to be a disproportionate amount of a sense of wanting to go out with a bang, you know, especially musicians and stuff. You know, a lot of conversations, oh, I want to die on stage, and, you know, or something like that, you know. But, I mean, who can pick their spot? You know, unless the misfortune of a suicide, I mean, no one knows. No one knows when their time is, and no one can pick that spot. No one can decide that they're going to sing an encore in a sold-out, in the most beautiful theater in the country, sold out in front of 4,000 of your fans with 30... of your favorite friends and musicians who span 4 generations on stage with you, and you sing your encore, and you finish the encore, and you turn around, and you don't collapse. You quietly and calmly take a knee, and then you lay on the ground as if you were going to take a nap while all of this crazy mayhem were going on. And if you were someone like Colonel Bruce Hampton, the people around you wouldn't think that that was abnormal. There were many occasions where I witnessed Bruce sitting down while looking like he was going to order bacon and eggs and coffee at a diner while somebody next to him was taking one of the most mind-blowing solos I'd ever seen. So calmly lay down and expire right there. And with your everyone, all anyone that knows you, really, a number of people that really, you know, at the first sign of alarm would know. And for you to be able to right in front of them, feet away, to be able to lay down and appear totally normal and actually leave. That is what Colonel Bruce Hampton did on Monday night. And I know that there are a lot of really sad people. I'm among them. I mean, I've been having bouts of tears welling up every once in a while over the last couple of days thinking about him. I wrote a eulogy for him for the Fish website on behalf of my bandmates. And I think Mike wrote something too that we're going to post on our website. And I imagine many bands, the Susan and Tedeschi trucks, widespread panic, you know, all the guys from the Aquarium Rescue Unit and all the Fiji Mariners and the Code Talkers and all the various amazing bands that Bruce led and were part of and participated in. And I imagine there's going to be many, and there are many things being posted right now. But from what I've seen, not a lot of them have been celebrating this moment. And I don't mean any disrespect to anybody who's heartbroken, of course, over this. And there may be many people out there that don't see the humor in it, but I have to tell you that it is the single greatest encore I ever witnessed. And I know, I feel very confident in my heart that he meant it that way, that he intended to do that. There was no way in which he called attention to himself when he went and laid down on the floor. He snuck right out in front of all of us, and I just think... anyway, I'm rambling here. But so tonight, so that's how my good friend Bruce Hampton died on Monday night. He played a great gig. He opened the show. There were like 8 or 9 or 10 different combinations of musicians throughout the night that played for his 70th birthday show, all of whom volunteered their time. Caterers, managers, production people, everybody, all these people were there because they loved this guy. Because of, I can't even get into all the stuff he brought to our lives, but all of it being positive, and everybody gathered around for this great concert. And at the end of it, he checked out. And I just, you know, I just know that that is exactly what he wanted to do, and that he just got all of us, and that he would be dismayed if there was only sadness about it and not a good deal of laughter. I mean, amazing. I mean, it's one thing to say, I'd like to die on stage. It's another thing to actually pull it off by natural causes. Okay, enough of that. So, I'm endlessly impressed. And tonight's show is going to be a complete dedication to Colonel Bruce Hampton. And I am going to play in its entirety Colonel Bruce's Grease Band. Colonel Bruce Hampton, the Grease Band. First album came out in 1970 called Music to Eat. And I'm going to play my pristine and highly valued vinyl copy of this album, which I've only played once before. I found it in a record store years and years ago. It's kind of a hard album to find, and I found it, and I have only played it once. I've been meaning to transfer it to CD, so I don't wear it to vinyl. So tonight will be Hampton Grease Band's Music to Eat, vinyl version, original printing, 1970. In its entirety, played by me only. This is the second time. And give me a second here. We're going to start this, and I may interrupt throughout the evening to kind of maybe relate stories and things. And I'm just going to sit here and listen to this album with the rest of you who are interested and reflect on one of my favorite humans that I ever encountered, Colonel Bruce Hampton. Give me a second here to drop the needle, and we'll get this going. Hampton Grease Band, Music to Eat.
wish you would come to Halifax. Many things you would want, you would need, yes. He's got acceptance from man, and he's got no doubt about who he is. He's got Thornwell, he's got Little Debbie's baby, he's got tennis shoes and IDs. Got indecision, got everything, yes he does, oh he does. He's got inclination from his ability, he's got Thornwell, Little Debbie's, IDs. He's got tennis shoes, yeah, oh, hey, yeah. Got Thornwell, he got it. Sammy Whiteside, Sammy Whiteside eats corn dog.
6,638 miles of graded road. 6,638 miles of graded road. Telegraph system, they're owned and operated by the federal government. The telegraph system, they're owned and operated by the federal government.
There are no TV stations. The first radar was to protect, set up at the end of number two to maintain level of the dew.
Yeah.
I don't trust this tape recorder.
Yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about. That was side one of the Hampton Grease Band's debut album called Music to Eat. My name is Jonathan Fishman. You're listening to the Johnny B. Fishman 2-hour show. It is 9:40 in the p.m. on this fine Wednesday evening, May 3rd. And tonight's show, if you didn't hear me earlier on, is dedicated to Colonel Bruce Hampton, who passed away Monday night as he finished his last encore. Oh, my God. Anyway, so we're playing the Music to Eat album in its entirety. And I may get on to other stuff. My show normally goes from 9 to 11, but I'm just kind of here thinking about my old friend and dedicating this to him. I've actually got three of his albums sitting here and a bunch of Aquarium Rescue Unit stuff and all kinds of things. And I don't know, maybe I'll just, there's no one coming in after me. So for those of you interested in listening, I may just stay here later. Who knows? But this is a night of remembrance for the Colonel Bruce Hampton from, well, he was always an Atlanta and Athens, Georgia guy. I don't actually know where he's originally from. Probably Uranus. but listening to that first side reminds me one time I said to Bruce, I love Bruce's singing and I love his musicianship, his presence, his stage presence. For any of you that got to see him, he just was, he's just an incredible gravity and impeccable taste. And just, he was just the kind of person that just, I don't know what I would say, you know, I thought on some levels he was a virtuoso, you know, and a genius. But it was so, the source of his genius or whatever was such a elusive thing. You couldn't really pinpoint it. You know, there's some musicians like Yo-Yo Ma or Ella Fitzgerald or some of the greats, Charlie Parker. You know, you look at them and you kind of, you know, you what it is that makes them, you know, you say, well, they get around their instrument real well. They have deep knowledge of music and stuff. There were some nights where Bruce would hardly make a sound. And he always had these bands. They were just so incredible. I mean, the musicianship the aquarium rescue unit is the one that we had the most experience with in Phish. They opened for Phish for, you know, I don't know, on and off for a couple of years in the early 90s, 90 through 92-ish. And, you know, there were nights where I just thought our career would be over after going on after them. They were so incredible. But, you know, Bruce would be standing in the middle of it with his five-string, short-neck, chazoid, weird guitar thing. And, you know, the Aquarium Rescue Unit was made up of Oteil Burbridge, his bass player, Jimmy Herring's guitar player, Jeff Sipe, one of the greatest drummers I have ever heard to this day. You know, one of my drumming idols and heroes, and, you know, one of the people I consider in the drumming world to be one of the bars, you know, for me to try to reach for. And as a drummer, and Matt Mundy, and early on, Jeff Mosier, fantastic singer and banjo player. And Matt Mundy was a mandolin player. He was like the kid in the band. He was 21 years old, and this guy was just like John Coltrane on a mandolin. It was just unreal. Someone told me once they played a tape of Matt Mundy playing mandolin for Bill Monroe, and his remark was, "That ain't a person." He was sure that they had sped up the tape or done some trickery with modern technology to pull one over on him. But no, I mean, Mundy was just, you know, and I said to Bruce, you know, and you know, these guys would all play fantastic solos. And on any given night, Bruce would step up for a second and he would just play this chazoid and it would just be the most mind-blowing thing of the whole night. And it would be the thing that left its mark on you. You know, I mean, we all know. I mean, a lot of you who are listening know the caliber bass player that Oteil Burbridge is. It's hard to imagine, you know, this much older guy who's fairly stationary, didn't look like he was, you know, just standing there with this weird little instrument and, you know, following Oteil and erasing Oteil's solo from the atmosphere. And Oteil would be the first person to admit it. I mean, he would be the first person to say it, or Jimmy, any of them. They'd be saying, well, you know, but most nights that wasn't the case. It just, he was this gravity that these fantastic virtuosos would revolve around like little planets. And so I said to Bruce, I said, "Bruce, how is it that you," and I don't mean this as an insult, but I said, "How, but you know, you're a good musician and everything, you're one of my favorite people to see on stage, but how is it that you get these virtuosos who are like among the best I've ever seen on their respective instruments, who I've never heard of before, like out of the closet, like, you know, you pull these people out of the woodwork. Where do you find these people and how do you get them to be in your band, you the band leader?" And his response was, "Phish, every band only needs one wrecking ball. They put it up and I tear it down." And from that point on, I thought, God, there's the genius. That was his genius. He just saw things a certain way and how things could fit together well, and it was always unique. And listening to the first side of Music to Eat really reminded me of that. So I'm going to turn the record over here, but that's going to take a second, and I don't want to have a whole lot of dead air. So I have set up as a little intermission before side two of the Hampton Grease Band Music to Eat, our featured album tonight. I'm going to play you a little live Aquarium Rescue Unit from October 6, 1992 in Macon, Georgia, at a place called Hitting the Note. And I hope you enjoy it. And then we'll be back with the second side of Music to Eat.
Train, riding on that new river train, that same old train. can't love too.
Oh, darling, you can't love too. Oh, you can't love too and still be true. Oh, darling, you can't love too. What do you do? Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train. Oh, that same old train that brought me here is gonna carry me till away again.
Right. That was the Aquarium Rescue Unit from October 6, 1992, live in Macon, Georgia. A little intermission before side two here of our featured album, the Hampton Grease Band, Music to Eat, in honor and memory of our good friend, Colonel Bruce Hampton. And just like before, give me a second to drop the needle, and we'll listen to side two uninterrupted. I hope you're enjoying this. May your thoughts of Bruce be with you, be with all of us tonight.
The village where Maria takes her bath. In the river by the village where Maria takes her bath. There me and Pancho and Guillermo, we all stare at her and laugh. But sometimes when they're all out working, I sit and watch her all alone. And wish that I was in there with her, and that she would feel my bone. Maria, how can 5 years mean so much? It seems that a 13-year-old boy would be allowed to touch.
We now see Sanchez Rodriguez climbing out of the bushes and moving slowly towards Maria. In a seemingly uncontrollable frenzy, Sanchez stands up and removes all his clothes from his frail little body. Now broken into a cold sweat, Sanchez runs towards Maria and vaults upon her, only to find, to his great surprise, that Maria greets him with the warmest of arms and tenderest of eyes.
Never before in my life did I understand why my father took my mother for a wife. The feeling of warmth that you're transmitting to me makes me realize how much more I can do than pee. La 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 la. Maria, how can
Maria.
Hey, Maria.
Listen to me. How can I thank, I want to thank you, Yui.
You're listening to WBFY, Belfast Community Radio, 100.9 FM. It's 10 o'clock.